something needs to change. I mean, principals and sports management are being put into impossible situations. Like, I mean, we get an orange warning, you know, from Met Éireann, and then schools oftentimes, you know, within a couple of minutes of each other, take different decisions based on whatever, you know, they see fit. I mean, if you look at the north of Ireland, the education authority there gives direct, you know, instructions to the schools that all schools follow a particular course of action. And then that takes the responsibility off the schools. Because let's be honest about it. It's very concerning as a principal that you may open a school and something hazardous could happen. Because no one wants to be closing schools, whether it's school staff or principals or, well, maybe the kids might, but parents. I mean, we don't want that. But what we do need to have is a centralised directive coming from the Department of Education when we have these warnings that something follows suit. And then that removes any ambiguity and people know where they stand.
For a lot of parents, those that are particularly are working, they will cite this as a major inconvenience when it comes to trying to arrange care at short notice.
Precisely, and that's completely understandable. But, I mean, there are certain, I guess, hierarchies here, and safety will always have to come first. So, I mean, we're not talking about, you know, a bit of snow or a small bit of wind. We're talking about pretty serious events here that are deemed serious by the department, by the Met Éireann, and they issue these warnings for specific counties. And it's in that case that we need to look at taking action. I mean, I'm sure most parents would find it an inconvenience, but they would find it a lot greater inconvenience if there was an accident or something serious to happen in a particular school that maybe their children was attending. And let's be honest, it's only going to happen in maybe one or two schools that something serious may happen. But that in itself is enough to take the responsibility away from the principals, away from the board of management, centralise it. If there's such a warning happening, then these are the precautions that need to be taking place. Because, we all, and I know I said already, the kids like the days off school, and it is an issue for parents trying to get cover. But nonetheless, I'm sure most would understand if it's a centralised directive, then that's the way it needs to be.
I presume, Councillor, the various transport providers, the school bus providers to the various schools, would have a major part to play as well when it comes to a decision being made. And again, this puts them in a fairly dangerous enough position too, whether to send buses out on untreated roads.
We have this time and time again at the council from a point of view. The council only has a limited budget in the way it can deal with roads, and a lot of our schools are in rural areas. So you have that concern, and it just removes the responsibility, because safety is the important thing here. And like the current situation, what happens is the principal is up early in the morning listening to the weather reports, ringing the bus, ringing the chairperson of the board of management. What do we do? It creates a lot of tension and a lot of uncertainty for parents too as well. Let's be serious about it. I mean, most of these instances are well flagged in advance. It's not a case of, you know, you have an hour or two. They're generally 24 hours notice or within reason. So there is space there to organise help. Now, let me add, I'm stressing here, it's not about just closing schools for the sake of closing them if there's, you know, slight weather issues. It's about if there's serious weather issues, serious warnings coming, that there's a centralised approach. Because then, you know, it's not for the whole country, it oftentimes maybe just for some parts. I mean, we've seen the last storm there and with the excessive wind that came, and in fact, it never came to our part of the world, and a lot of the schools were closed. But nonetheless, it was in certain areas and coastal areas. And this is the nature of weather. You know, it can be quite, random, even in small areas, depending on where they are, you know.